All right, so we're diving into Texas Instruments today. Trying to get a feel for this earnings announcement. We've
Sure.
got the analyst reports, we've got the press release, we've even got the transcript from the earnings call. So
Ugh.
we're going deep on this one for our listeners who really want to understand if TI is a buy right now.
Okay.
Expert speaker, what's the headline for you in all of this?
Well, going through all this, what I find really interesting is how TI is managing their inventory. It's kind of a high risk, high reward strategy they've got going on. They're sitting on $4.3 billion worth of product, even while demand is down.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a bold bet that things will turn around quickly, and it really sets them apart in the industry right now.
Interesting. So they're stocking up while everybody else is pumping the brakes a little bit. But does the rest of their performance kind of justify that confidence?
Yeah.
What are the overall numbers like?
Yeah, so revenue came in at $4.15 billion this quarter, which is actually an 8% drop year over year.
Okay.
But, and this is the interesting part, it's a 9% jump from last quarter.
Oh, wow.
And that's significant because a lot of their competitors are still struggling. So this kind of suggests that TI might be, maybe pulling out of this downturn a bit ahead of everyone else.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I know their earnings call transcript mentioned some pretty strong sequential growth, especially in automotive, personal electronics, communications.
Yeah.
Is that enough to kind of offset the weakness that we're seeing more broadly in industrial?
That's the big question, isn't it? And their CEO, Haviv Lahn, he acknowledged that softness in industrial for sure, but he emphasized that their diverse portfolio, it gives them some downside protection
Right.
because different sectors, they have different cycles.
Right.
So while industrial might be lagging a bit, their strength in these other areas, especially automotive, that's keeping them afloat for now.
Yeah. And speaking of automotive, I noticed in these reports you gave that there's a really interesting trend happening in China right now. Their EV market is just exploding, and it seems like TI is, it may be perfectly positioned to ride that wave.
Absolutely.
China's EV boom is a huge tailwind for them. And this is because they specialize in, analog and embedded processing chips, think power management, sensing, control all the essential components in these increasingly complex vehicles.
Oh, very interesting. So they're hitting the gas just as everyone else is tapping the brakes. Talk about timing. But even with all this growth in China, I mean, we can't ignore the elephant in the room here, right? There's still a lot of uncertainty in the broader global market. So for our investor who's listening to this, kind of taking it all in, what's the takeaway for them?
Well, I think what we're seeing with TI is a company that's showing real resilience in a very challenging environment. They're not just reacting to the market conditions, they're actively trying to shape their own destiny, I think.
Yeah, they're playing 3D chess while everybody else is stuck on checkers, right? Okay, so they're making some bold moves, but is now the time to buy? To answer that, I think we need to go a little deeper into their strategy, particularly this 300-millimeter strategy they keep mentioning. It sounds a little bit more like a military operation than a business plan to me. What is the deal with that?
Well, it's all about control, right? And efficiency. So by owning their own manufacturing facilities, they gain significant cost advantages and they get tighter control over their supply chain, which in today's environment, that's huge.
Right. Okay, so they're cutting costs, mitigating supply chain risks, two birds, one stone. But doesn't owning all that manufacturing capacity also mean that they've got these high fixed costs? What happens if demand stays sluggish longer than they're anticipating?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. I mean, high fixed costs can definitely be a liability in a downturn. But here's where TI's track record, I think, comes into play. They've weathered storms before, and they've shown that they're willing to adjust their spending based on market conditions.
Right, and they're clearly signaling to investors that they're focused on the long game here. Their earnings transcript really hammered home this commitment to returning value to shareholders. And, that steady stream of dividends has to be appealing right now, especially with all this volatility.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about their share buyback program, too. I mean, repurchasing their own stock in a downturn like this, it's a classic move, right? They're effectively buying at a discount, which further benefits the long-term shareholders. It's like you're
Yeah.
building this fortress balance sheet while the storm rages outside.
Strategically brilliant. So they're playing offense and defense at the same time. But this deep dive wouldn't be complete without talk about, again, kind of the elephant in the room, which is China. TI's revenue there is through the roof. Up 20% two quarters in a row. What on earth is going on over there?
Well, it's a combination of factors, right? Yes, the EV boom is driving a lot of it, but we're also seeing this kind of uneven nature of this global recovery play out. So China's industrial sector, for example, hasn't bounced back the way their automotive sector has.
So even within a single country, you've got these like almost opposite trends happening at the same time. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around, and I'm sure it makes predicting the future basically impossible, right?
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. It's what makes this such a fascinating case study, I think. You know, for everyone listening, it shows how important it is to, like, look beyond just the headlines, you know?
Yeah.
And really try to understand those nuances, how a company's exposed, what their strategy really is, all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so we've got TI strategically building up their inventory, right? Yeah. Riding this huge EV wave in China. But at the same time, facing these headwinds, this uncertainty in other markets, they're playing the long game, investing a lot in their manufacturing, and they're rewarding shareholders while they do it. So for someone who's listening to us, trying to make sense of all this, what's the bottom line here? Is TI a buy right now?
So here's how I see it. Texas Instruments, they're making a calculated bet, a big bet really, on the future of this whole semiconductor market. They believe this downturn, it's temporary, and they're really positioning themselves to emerge even stronger, right?
Right.
So the question for your investor is, you know, do you share that belief?
Because if you do.
If you do, then this dip, this might be a really compelling buying opportunity. But gotta be honest, it's not without risks.
Right.
The timing of this recovery, it's uncertain. Nobody has a crystal ball. And those high fixed costs that we talked about, they could become a real drag if demand doesn't pick up the way they're expecting.
Right. It's that classic risk-reward scenario for sure. But for investors who are, you know, bullish on semiconductors long-term, especially in those key markets, automotive, industrial.
In TI, with their strategy, their disciplined approach, they're a very compelling option to consider, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, switching gears a little bit, let's talk about their financials specifically for a moment. Even with this downturn, their margins, they're still the envy of the industry, really. They just consistently squeeze more profit out of every dollar than so many of their competitors. How are they doing that? What's the secret sauce?
It's a testament to how strong their business model is, I think, honestly. And particularly, again, it goes back to this 300-millimeter strategy. Owning all that manufacturing, it gives them incredible cost advantages, economies of scale, tighter control over production. They don't have to rely on all those third-party manufacturers as much,
right.
Less outsourcing.
Yeah, it's like owning your own farm versus having to buy vegetables at the market, right? You have so much more control when you're the one calling the shots on quality, on cost.
Exactly. And, you know, that level of control, it's more important now than ever. We're in this climate where supply chains are constantly being disrupted, it feels like.
For sure.
So having that in-house expertise, it's a huge advantage for TI.
They're not just weathering the storm, they're building the ship while they're sailing it. It's really something. Okay, last question in this deep dive. What's one thing about TI's position right now that our listeners should really keep a close eye on in the coming months?
That's a great question. I'd say keep an eye on how this whole China situation develops. Right now, it's a major bright spot for them, no question. But the situation there is complex.
Yeah.
It's changing really rapidly. Will the EV boom continue at this pace? Will their industrial sector finally rebound? Those are the million-dollar questions right now. And how they play out will have big implications for TI.
And you know how that China story unfolds? It's going to have huge implications, not just for TI, but for the whole semiconductor landscape, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wild card for sure. But, you know, even with all that uncertainty, TI is showing all the signs, you know, the hallmarks of a really well-managed company. They're adaptable, they're forward-thinking, and they really seem committed to taking care of their shareholder.
Yeah, it's like they've got a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C all ready to go, just depending on how things shake out. And for investors with a longer-term view, you can't really put a price on that.
Couldn't agree more. It's, you know, so to kind of wrap things up here for our listener, Texas Instruments, they're at a crossroads. They're betting big on a recovery, and everything they're doing suggests they're pretty confident about it. The pieces are all in place, but the game's not over yet. Watch those market trends closely, because TI's performance, it's going to be a bellwether for the whole industry, really.
It's a fascinating story. One we'll definitely be following closely here at The Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep diving.